This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for week 8 with your hosts, Karen and Angelique. Warning, there will be live feed spoilers. The views of these two superfans in no way represents the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
Hi, I'm Karen.
And I'm Angelique. And this week, we're going to do a very special edition of our Big Brother Canada debriefing.
I'm so excited!
Yeah, I think one of the wonderful things about Big Brother is the fact that despite all the challenges and the drama, it is a real chance for a lot of people to be put together and learn different experiences, different ways of life, just a chance to meet people you normally might have not had a chance to talk to and learn about.
East Coast Shreds.
East Coast Shreds.
We just had an East Coast Shreds like sweep.
It's a wonderful forum. It's a wonderful way to learn about the details of somebody else's life that you might never encounter.
Yeah.
For example, just in the last couple episodes, we had Anthony talking about how he was raised.
Can I ask you a bit about your family?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, so your mom raised you, right?
Yeah.
Was that hard for your mom?
Very hard for my mom, but she did it all on her own. We were in government housing, we were food bank to food bank, but she always got it done.
Yeah.
If I always had clothes, I always had food, we always had lights on. I'm very thankful for the love and the strength that my mom had.
He's such a strong character, and it's been interesting to hear him talk about that background. It's very, very humanizing.
He's overcome a lot.
He has overcome
quite a bit, and he's a successful, handsome, brilliant man, and he's done such a good job on Big Brother.
I'm really not sure what gave them the impression that they call the shots, but, you know, nothing happens in this house without me saying so.
Another moment that I really loved was when Kira started talking to Chelsea about how they are non-binary.
Yeah, that was quite fascinating because, you know, I didn't know a lot about the pronouns, and it was an educational experience for me as well as, I think, the other house guests.
So there's non-binary, and then there's, like, male-female non-binary, female-male non-binary.
So, okay. Like, you can be gender fluid, which means that, like, sometimes you feel like a man, sometimes you feel like a woman, sometimes you feel like both. Being non-binary is, like, you're always, like,
in the middle,
neither or both, whatever it is.
It's always that. So you sometimes feel like both.
So, like, I've literally known since I was 3 that I was attracted to women.
Right.
I came out at 15. But if people said the word lesbian, like, I would get, like, I would feel uncomfortable. And so for me, it was really confusing. And then I thought for a very long time that I didn't think I wanted to. I thought I had to transition. I felt stuck. I didn't feel like a woman, and I felt very different. And then I realized I'm not different. Like, I'm a little different, but there are other people like me. I'm both at the same time.
I'm trying to think about the way that I've seen you in this operate in this game, and I feel like that is actually true. There's so many moments people are like cheering you on in the competition. It's like, you got this, girl.
Person. I know. But I don't get offended by that. It's more about how I'm seen.
Right.
And because people as humans, we want to be seen for who we are.
Right.
Big Brother Canada is great for really being a very inclusive space.
It's actually a very supportive house. Even though there's the play and the backstabbing, it's
yep.
a very supportive environment. Damien sitting and talking about sort of his First Nations life, I thought was a really wonderful segment. I enjoyed it so much.
Absolutely.
I know places that don't even have, like, satellite signals.
What is the population near? Is it a town? Really, I know it's a reserve. Yeah, actually, sorry.
It's like 250 people.
250? Can you explain reserve?
So reserve is basically, so we used to live on the land, kind of like the whole general area.
Mm-hmm.
But when settlers came, they made this thing called the reserve, which is just basically kind of our traditional land, but...
So other people chose where you could be?
Yeah, where we could be. And then they created Indian agents, where basically it was called the pass system. So if you wanted to leave the reserve, you had to, like, get permission from the Indian age. So that's when, like, when residential school came, assimilation, it was called the Indian problem, according to the government.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Who had that right? I don't get that.
So now we have our land where we are. We are thankful for what we have, but, you know, it could be better.
Yeah.
We get, like, health care sometimes and education because we actually signed, but there was just a lot of rights that were given away and extinguished in the process as well. It's pretty deep. Yeah, it goes pretty crazy.
One of the things with Big Brother, too, on the surface, it seems like it sort of trades in stereotypes, where the people who come into the house, you're kind of the dumb jock, you're the flirty blonde, you're the brainiac, you're the nerd. But it really, over the course of the show, it takes a deep dive into all of these people's lives, and you really get to see how they interact with other people, how they can grow and change and learn and be accepting.
But yeah, there's been some wonderful moments. Okay, let's think back a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Season two, Kenny telling the house that he was gay was such, I thought it was this wonderful moment.
I'm gay.
Okay, I literally am stunned. Kenny's gay. Why do you want to tell anybody that?
It was a strategic thing at first for like flirting because I was a bartender. I was good at with women.
Oh my God, are you going to tell people?
I don't know. It's hard to hide who I am. I just would love to be able to be fully me here.
Honestly, love you so much.
Season two was a great season for that because there was also Adele who came in there and he was practicing Muslim and he was praying in the house. And that was a great opportunity for people to sort of see, to learn about his faith.
I made so many friends in there that I would never thought you had different cultures and styles from all around Canada come together. And at the end of the day, it does not matter about religion. It does not matter about your skin color. It does not matter about your sexuality. We're all flesh and blood, and I'm getting all emotional here.
It's a game, but at the end of the day, all of these people are human.
I love this game. I love this game.
Okay, and on to now the drama in the house.
It's been wild.
It has been wild, and it's starting to look like the pretty boys are really going to start going head-to-head now.
Stop acting like scared little... You got a little taste of power.
They're going to have to turn on each other because there's not four people winning $100,000 at the end of the show. There's only one.
Here comes a storm.
Chaos of biblical proportions.
No, and I know they've said to each other several times that let's wait until final four for us to start taking the daggers out. But I think it's going to start soon.
Did we all just witness what we just witnessed?
What is happening in this house?
Well, thank you all for listening. And next week, we actually have sort of a special thing. We're going to bring in a third voice.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yes, Jason's going to come with us and he's going to talk. And
he's a super, super fan.
He is the super fan of super fans.
Yes.
Tune in next Thursday.
Yeah, for more Big Brother gossip.
Speculation.
And live feed spoilers.
Don't miss Big Brother Canada live eviction Thursday at 8 on Global.